Concorde airplane, night. Eugene sits in a comfortable seat on the Concorde, flying back to Detroit from his art gallery in London. He is in a rush because he's due in federal bankruptcy court there tomorrow. The highly pressurized cabin is dimly lit, and passengers settle in for the fast transatlantic journey. Across the aisle, an attractive 20-ish English girl catches Eugene's eye. English girl. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I've read and seen everything about John Lennon. He's absolutely fascinating. I can't wait to visit New York and see all the places associated with him. Eugene, intrigued by her enthusiasm, joins the conversation. Eugene, smiling. Ah, Lennon, quite the iconic figure indeed. His impact on music and culture is undeniable. As the flight progresses, the conversation becomes more relaxed and drinks are poured. English girl laughing. You know, Eugene, I was supposed to be meeting my fiancé in New York, but after spending all this time talking to you about Lennon, I think I might have a change of plans. Eugene, caught up in the moment, leans closer to the English girl. Their faces inches apart, they share an intimate kiss. NT Concorde airplane, night. Later. Underneath a blanket, Eugene and the English girl continue their amorous encounter. Eugene leans back in his seat, his eyes closed, lost in the sensation. However, a sudden feeling of someone watching him interrupts their passion. Eugene opens his eyes to find one of the stewardesses staring at him disapprovingly. Embarrassed, he quickly adjusts himself and sits up straight. INT Concorde airplane, night, moments later. The plane descends as they approach New York. The English girl, now composed, turns to Eugene, a mischievous smile on her face. English girl, teasingly. Well, Eugene, that was certainly a memorable evening. Thank you for the excitement before meeting my fiancé. Eugene, still slightly dazed, tries to gather his thoughts. Eugene, stammering, Oh, yes, of course, it was unexpected. The English girl gathers her belongings and exits the plane, leaving Eugene alone in his seat. As he awakens fully, he realizes that he had been lost in a Quaalude-enhanced dream the entire time. He is actually flying TWA 747 coach with the tourists. Eugene rubs his eyes and looks around, a mix of relief and disappointment washing over him. Eugene sighing, Just a dream. I suppose reality has a way of grounding us. He gathers his own belongings and makes his way off the plane, ready to face the real world once again. Fade out, end of episode.